lot of oil and gas activity, I guess.
That's right. It reminds me of the 80s when we had the big oil boom and they were leasing Brian Woodbine Unit. And it's getting crowded in the office again. It's good to see. So they're bringing in revenue and to the county, and it's going to be good for the county.
How do you measure this?
Well, they're paying the county for the records they obtain. We sold $27,000 in copies just last month alone. What they're doing is releasing land rights from the owners, and of course that means the taxing authorities will be able to get their share once the wells are drilled and they start producing. So what I'm hearing is around the offices they're going to be there anywhere from 18, 24 months. So it's good for the county.
So this is really just opening the door then when you measure. We're just looking at the paperwork, much less the follow-through of actually doing the drilling and what happens after that.
Right. And if you've been to the north part of the county down OSR or Tabor Road or 2223, you're seeing pumping rigs, you know, all over, drilling rigs. Actually, it's really pretty at night because it's all lit up, but they are starting to really hit the county.
$27,000 in copy fees, was that a dime or a quarter copy? Or
statute's a dollar a page in my office, so they've been really busy.
And again, still no let-up in sight then?
Not for several months. No, we've get new people in every day, and we're explaining how the systems work, and they're fighting for a room at a table. They're sitting on the floor, so we're really happy to have them back.